Hooker had a far larger army than Jackson's 49,800 soldiers. But on the morning of May 1st, he had sent out to march east no more than 30,000 men in three columns. He feared those soldiers would be chewed up by Jackson's larger force before he could get reinforcements to them. What's more, Butterfield also messaged that two deserters just interrogated after they crossed Union lines south of Fredericksburg claimed reinforcements had arrived from Richmond. Babcock and Sharp discounted the deserter reports. Confederates may have planted the men along with others to spread disinformation. But Butterfield believed these two rebels, which only stoked Hooker's paranoia that Longstreet's divisions would arrive soon from southern Virginia and North Carolina. If the enemy was now larger than Hooker had projected, falling back to a defensive position made sense. A defensive battle was a better bet to win than an attack, which Lee appeared to be launching. Hooker believed he would succeed in his stronger position farther back at Chancellorsville. But his withdrawal would cost him his mastery of the battlefield. The evening of May 1st, Joseph Maddox's report from Richmond finally arrived with a description of the Confederate Army and how its elements might be moved. Butterfield rushed it to Hooker shortly after 7 p.m. Maddox reported that 59,000 daily rations had been issued to Lee's infantry, exclusive of those issued to the cavalry, which he estimated at 8,000 to 12,000 horsemen. Maddox's count was slightly higher than Babcock's estimate. He speculated that Longstreet's two divisions in southern Virginia and North Carolina, along with several thousand soldiers elsewhere, were available to reinforce Lee. Up to 10,000 Confederates were posted at or near Richmond, Maddox said, to defend the southern capital, Hooker's target after he defeated Lee at Chancellorsville. Sharp, who along with Babcock spent the rest of the night of May 1st interrogating deserters and prisoners from the day's fighting, was delighted with Maddox's report. But his agent's intelligence on the Richmond defenses the Federals faced would not be needed for now. Hooker never took back the advantage he gave up on May 1st. Darius Couch, Hooker's Second Corps leader, who protested the retreat, concluded that, "My commanding general was a whipped man."